It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For you to clap before you, Lord, that we would not be a people that holds back in any way. But Lord, we would listen. We would listen for what the Holy Spirit says as He directs us in worship, Lord. Follow you, Lord.
Amen.
Help us to follow you wherever you tell us to go, wherever you instruct us, Lord. But that we would listen for your voice and your voice only. Lord, just like the sheep and the shepherds, and Lord, how they've had different people will come in and they'll call the sheep, but they won't come. They'll stay there. They won't come at all because they know the shepherd's voice. Lord, we want to know your voice, and we want you to know our voice, Lord, so that when we stand before you, you welcome us in to your kingdom. So Lord, we just praise you and thank you for this morning, your glory, your beauty, your majesty. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we worship you. And everyone said
amen,
amen. And the penny saver, that if you come to our church and have, you get to sit on sweet couches. Okay, so we're going to have communion this morning, and I'm going to ask you to, if I can find it. One second. It's so, I'm trying to find the one I had pulled up. Now I can't find it. Okay, so let's look up together. Let's see. Let's look into 1 Corinthians 11:26.
You have my Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you get the communion? Okay, so let's read together from verse 23. You ready? 1 Corinthians 11. So we're going to read verse 23 to 26. You ready? Wait till you get your communion. Where's mommy? Did she work last night? Is that from okay? Yeah. Father, we pray this morning that as we read your word, your Holy Spirit would plant it in our hearts, Lord. We pray that we would make our hearts like good soil, ready to receive and to nurture and to water and take care of that seed, the seed of your word in our life, that it would sprout and grow and become the branches that are connected to the vine. You're the vine, Jesus. And we pray that as we read your word, that miraculously, supernaturally, that you would implant it in our heart and in our soul this morning. And we thank you. All right, so let's read together. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Amen. So let's take the bread. Father, this is your body, broken for us, broken for our healing, broken for our deliverance, broken for our victory, broken for our prosperity. And Lord, we break it together in honor of what you did for us. Let's partake. Thank you, Lord. By your body that we partake of together today, Lord, we ask that you would send your healing power into our lives, Lord, into our bodies, that, Lord, we rebuke every spirit of sickness and disease in Jesus' name, and we take authority over any enemy that would come after our families, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, Lord. We just cover them, Lord Jesus, with the body and the blood of Jesus Christ this morning. We thank you and we praise you, and we praise you for the cup. that you told us is the new covenant in your blood, which was a marriage vow, Lord. And Lord, we pray that we would be that pure and spotless bride. Lord, we can't do it in ourselves, but we can do it by the blood of Jesus. So let's lift the cup up. Father, we pray, bless this communion, this holy communion, and this blood that you shed for us on Calvary. And we praise you and thank you. Let's partake. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord. We never want to take communion, Holy Communion, in a way where we don't honor you and give you reverence. And know, Lord, that just like you said, it's your body and your blood. You said, this is my life. This is my life. And do this to remember that. And so, Lord, we pray right now for all the memories, Lord. Just thinking of how the enemy attacks the minds and the memories, especially of the elderly, Lord. We come against this evil. And we pray, God, as we partake, that we would do this in remembrance of you. And for all those, Lord, who need healing of memories, Lord, even memories that could be of past or things that give us guilt or give us remorse. Lord, you have given us your body and your blood so that we could lay all that down. We could lay all that down as we receive from you the healing and the cleansing. So I pray for each person here this morning that God and those who couldn't come but are part of this congregation, Lord, minister to their bodies, minister to their minds. Cleanse, Lord, cleanse and purify and bless them with your presence, Lord, I pray. And we thank you and praise you, and everyone said, amen.
We are blessed. And God wants to give him a blessing, amen. Grace, you want to come on down? We're going to take up an offering. God wants to give him a blessing. You reminded me. All creatures, great and small, God blesses them one and all. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for this tithes and offerings that you are bringing in. I pray, Father God, that you would bless it. I pray that you would bless the work of our hands. That, Lord, you would prosper us, and, Lord, that you would, Lord, give unto us a double portion, as I'm going to read today, Lord God, a double portion of your blessings. And I just pray this in Jesus' name, amen. All right. So this week we're going to be celebrating, guess what we're going to celebrate this week? The new year. Not just the new year, but it's how many years? Since America's conception. 250th anniversary. 250 years. It's amazing, isn't it? I better put these on so I can read. All right. This week we're celebrating our nation's birthday, 250th year. 13 colonies that started this that separated from who? I can't because my hair's a mess. See? Let me fix it. Let me fix it up. How's that? Ah, Grandma. I'm telling you. Now you know why I do this. How many colonies were there? I just said it. 13. 12. There's 12 tribes. 13 colonies. 13 colonies that did what? They separated from who? Great Britain. That's right. They separated from Great Britain. They actually wrote a Declaration of Independence. And Thomas Jefferson penned it. We are also entering into the 250th year of, I wonder if somebody can guess this one. Starts with the letter J. It's Hebrew. Every 50 years you shall celebrate a Jubilee year. Huh? You said Jubilee? All right. So every 50 years that you are to enter into a Jubilee year, and we are entering into a Jubilee year. It's a year where the Judeo-Christians link the 250-year mark as a year of Jubilee, a time of release from bondage, new beginnings, revival, and peace, where people are encouraged to return to God. Isn't that amazing? A revival, new beginnings, a release from bondage, a peace where people are encouraged to return to God. Do you know that in ancient Jewish wisdom, a generation is every 25 years? Suggesting that the 250-year period, which is 10 generation, marks a critical point or precipice in a nation's fate. That means a nation can go either way, good or bad. Now, we are going to claim and believe, and we're going to pray for America this year, that it's going to go good, right? That it'll be a Jubilee year. You know, our nation, from its earliest days of a republic, affirmed that Scripture is essential for order and peace, justice, and moral government. For 250 years, the Bible has been the center of American history and American government. For 250 years, we as Christian believers in Christ Jesus who are here, we need to continue that cause. Amen? We need to continue that cause. We need to fight the good fight. We need to be guarding and protecting our future. We need to be raising up our children in the way of the Lord, so in the end they will not depart from it, the Bible says. But we need to be carrying the torch and carrying the light of the truth of the Scriptures, of the Bible, and of Jesus Christ into the next 250 years. Amen? Or until the Lord returns. But we need to celebrate that. We need to celebrate that our nation has been blessed by God and under God, indivisibly, with liberty and justice for all. That's how our nation was founded. That's what I was taught in school. But we need to stand firm in our faith, for righteousness, for life, and for liberty. We need not to shrink back when things get tough, but we need to press in. This is the coming year, and we need to press into this coming year with a new fervor for Jesus. Amen? We need to. Let's take this new year as a new beginning for us, as a new step forward and a deeper relationship with Christ Jesus by digging into His Word deeply, by seeking God earnestly and faithfully. Amen? We need to do our part, seeking God. You know what it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33? It says, "Beseech ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." There's a lot of things there that God can do for us when we seek Him first. Amen? A lot of things. When we seek God first and His righteousness, and all these things will be added or provided, in some scriptures it says, provided for you. What is provision? What is being provided for us? Well, one, it's what I just said, it's provision. It's a relationship with Him. It's healthiness. Health, wealth, and wisdom. There's a saying that says, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. We got to be wise, and we got to put God first in all things. Amen? And He'll provide the rest, all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Amen? Amen. So let us all grow deeper in Christ Jesus this year. Amen. I like that. I got my six shooters out today. Making points for Jesus. Amen. This year could be a great turning point for us. It could be a great turning point for our nation. It could be a bad turning point for us, and it could be a bad turning point for our nation. It all depends on who you're going to put first in your life and what you're going to do first. And we have to do our part as believers in Christ Jesus. Amen? Like, it all, revival starts with one person seeking God earnestly. That's how it started in Azusa Street. One man who sought God, who put his face toward prayer and didn't waver to or fro or didn't listen to the people that were criticizing him, telling him that he was not worthy. Even some of the greatest evangelists came up to him and said, "You'll never be able to preach in my church." And what happened? One of the greatest outpourings this planet has ever seen was the Azusa Street Revival. All because of one man's prayer life, who prayed, who sought God, who sought Him earnestly with all his heart. I can't remember the gentleman's name. That was not Azusa Street. That was upstate New York. That was the revival that broke out in upstate New York. Azusa Street was a guy who went to go hear a man speak in Louisiana. He was a black man. And he was not allowed inside the church. So he would sit outside the church while they were having these meetings, these revival meetings, and while this man was preaching. And he prayed outside the church. He prayed. And he sought God. And he listened to what the man was preaching inside. But he was not allowed in the building. Then he was called to go to California. Somebody invited him to California, and he gave him a building on the corner in Azusa Street there. And that man just started off with praying. It was prayer, 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 and that prayer life of his drew people from all over the nation at that time, all over the world, to come to his prayers. And his prayers started a fire across the world that changed it. That's how the Azusa Street Revival started. And I can't remember the man's name, but that's how it started. And you can do a lot of studies on revival, because there was another study in upstate New York that took place where even the horses would come under the Holy Spirit, and the drivers, who they were driving carriages back then, because they didn't have cars back then, there was horseback. So they were driving carriages, and the horses wouldn't obey the carriage driver, and it would lead them right to the tent revival that they were having. Charles Finney, I think, was the man who had the revivals in upstate New York. So, yes, there's a lot in revivals, and this could be the coming year of one of the greatest revivals the world has ever seen. This 250th year celebration of America's history. It could be a turning point. Interesting turning point. Charlie Kirk, how he has, you know, starting his assassination and his life, his assassination has turning people to Christ Jesus by the thousands. By the thousands through his turning point. But this year could be a great turning point for us. It could be a great turning point for our nation. And don't you think our nation needs a great turning point back to Christ Jesus 100%? Don't you think that our area, Tioga County, needs to be on fire for Jesus Christ? So we need to do our part. How do we do our part? We do our part by prayer, reading the Word, by standing in faith, by bringing truth and righteousness, by being a light, by joy, believe it or not, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And without the joy, we are weak. We need God's joy in our hearts. Amen? This is the year that America and the church, if they would turn to God with all their heart and lean not on their own understandings, that this year of Jubilee could be the greatest year in American history. Could be the greatest year in American history. Not in just in American history, but in our lives. Do you know that the year of Jubilee, what it does, it proclaims liberty throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It is a Jubilee, or it is an economic reset also. It is a time of freeing slaves. It is also a time of returning to ancestral boundaries. And you can read all of this in Leviticus. I think it's chapter 25 in Leviticus about the Jubilee. So the Jubilee proclaims liberty. It's an economic reset. It's a freeing of slaves. Returning of ancestral lands. It's a rest for the people in the land. And it is announced throughout all the land by the blowing of a trumpet on Jubilee. It is a time of consecration, of setting apart God's people for God. Consecrating yourself, sanctifying yourself, being apart from the world, and dedicated to Christ. Do you know, Isaiah kind of proclaimed this, and Jesus actually quoted the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 61. Remember when he went to his own town in Nazareth and preached, and they almost stoned him? I'll read it to you. I'll read it from the prophet Isaiah. Chapter. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It's only one part of the chapter. I'll tell you what that is. But I'm going to read the whole chapter because it's just a great chapter. The Spirit of the Lord God is on me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of our God's vengeance. To comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, festive oil instead of mourning, and splendid clothes instead of despair. And they will be called righteous trees planted by the Lord to glorify Him. Now we know Jesus quoted this scripture right here in Luke, in his hometown. But that is exactly what the Jubilee is. Exactly. Isaiah is saying, this is the Jubilee. And he's talking about the Messiah's Jubilee. This is the Jubilee. Heal the brokenhearted. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Set the prisoners free. This could be a year of great breaking free of bondage that the enemy has upon us. And upon our lands, upon our people, upon our finances, upon our health. Let's come against that spirit of bondage of the devil this coming year and say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. Amen. Let us proclaim the year of Jubilee with faith, without any disbelief, but with belief. Amen. And let's walk in it. Let's not receive the curses that the enemy cast upon us, or let's not receive anything that the enemy has said about us, but let's rebuke him in Jesus' name and stand on the word of God on who we are as children of God, as Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart by God to do good works. Amen? Let's proclaim that. Let's proclaim what the word says about us. He says, above all things, beloved, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health. Amen? Let it be a year of Jubilee, of breaking of the bondage of the enemy. And let us proclaim the Lord's goodness. Alright? It says in verse 4, they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will restore the former devastations. They will renew the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers will stand and feed your flocks. And foreigners will be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you will be called the Lord's priest. They will speak of you as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of the nations, and you will boast of their riches. In place of your shame, you will have a double portion. Amen? In place of our shame, we'll have a double portion. Let's proclaim that. That, Lord, we get a double portion this year. This coming year of Jubilee. In place of disgrace, they will rejoice over their share. So they will possess double in their land. And eternal joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and injustice. I will faithfully reward my people and make a permanent covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations and their posterity among the peoples. All who see them will recognize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. Amen. Let's become a people that the Lord has blessed, and all who see it can't deny it. Amen? For the Lord has blessed them. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. I exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and wrapped me in a robe of righteousness. As a groom wears a turban, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels, for as the earth produces its growth, and as a garden enables what is sown to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Righteousness and praise. Amen. I guarantee if we'd be praising abundantly, if we lived like that and all that happened to us, have we got a double portion for everything we did, right? That we would be praising the Lord. Praise God. I said, let this be our prayer. Let that happen, Lord, in 25th, 250th year anniversary of our nation. Let it receive a double portion. Let us be praying and returning to you, God, with all our hearts. Let us proclaim the Jubilee and walk in the fullness of all that you have for us. Let us not put a bridle on you, Lord, but let us let you run. Amen. Let the Lord run. Amen. Let's not try to control the Lord, but let the Lord run. Let this be our prayer, oh God. Let us pray for our nation. Let us pray for our government. Let us pray for our officials. Let us pray for our president, for the state. Let us pray that, Lord God, that any evil planned against us would falter, Lord God, and be turned on itself and be exposed for what it is as evil. And let righteousness reign. Amen? Let righteousness reign. So, Father, as I close today, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that, Lord, that we would just, Lord God, praise you as we come to this 250th year anniversary of America. We thank you, Lord God, that your hands have been upon us and that you have kept us. Lord God, we thank you for our founding fathers that put you first in our nation when it was conceived. Lord God, and we just pray that our fathers, Lord God, now would put you first as we move forward in the next coming year and into our future as a nation. That, Lord God, that we would have your hands upon us, that the church would rise up and be who the church should be, as a beacon, as a light, and as a leader of our nation. Lord God, help us to speak forth the truth in righteousness and in love. Lord God, with justice. Lord God, I pray, and I pray, Father God, that you would bless this day and that you would bless those that are here. Lord, bless the girls. Bless Joe abundantly. Bless Julie and I. Lord God, as we faithfully come and to hear your word, Lord God, and to worship you and to just be in your presence. I thank you, Lord, and I do pray for all those that weren't here today that you would speak to them, that you would help them, Lord God, in all their ways. Lord God, and that you would bless them. And I pray that you would bless us. And Lord, we just receive those double portions in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd.